Reish Lamed Vav Siv Gimel. What is the Shekoy Kriyish Ma Beroyt and Lamed Tzvila? He comes to Shul late and they are getting close to Shmona Esri by Mayri. So it depends his speed and their speed. If he came late but he can basically say Kriyish Ma and the Bav is Kriyish Ma till Shoy Ma Yisrael Oad and he'll skip the and Chutzot and Sevoshim Boilom. And then say Shmona Esri the Tzibur, then that's acceptable. And so Chutzlars, they say this Baruch Hashem Lo'ilam. Part of the reason for Baruch Hashem Lo'ilam and Chutzlars is for people visiting the Rishon Lezion, they have extra time to catch up. So if it's a matter of losing out Tefillah B'Tzibur and not being able to say the Kriyat Shema of the Brachos, then you can say the Kriyat Shema of the Brachos and skip the Baruch Hashem Lo'ilam so that you will be able to have the Shmona Esri the Tzibur. The discussion in such a situation, should you say the Baruch Hashem Lo'ilam after Shmona Esri or not? He says, if you say it after Shmona Esri, then you shouldn't say that Baruch Toshem Bayir Einenu. It's a suffix if you're supposed to say that Baruch or not. That's one thing. Another thing, Mishav Ruh brings from Achreinim, that places where he davened Maariv early, he came to Shul when they sang Baruch Hu, and he didn't daven Mincha, so says he should first daven Mincha when they sang Kriya Shema, and when he gets to Maariv, he should say Maariv with the Tzibah, and afterwards read Kriya Shema. Dahinu. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you come late by Maariv, and this is the only minyan you'll be able to get, then you spell the Morim, Vachel, you can speak Kriya Shema and Bichoseh. Even though, by Shachas, we say that Smicha the Gula Tfila is more important than Tfila the Tzibur, but by Maariv, it's the other way around. Since the concept of saying Gula before Shmona Esri of Maariv is more lenient than by Shachas. So therefore, by Maariv, if you're living in a town, there's only one minyan for Maariv, and you came late, then it's better to have Maariv the Tzibur and daven Kriya Shema and the brothers afterwards than go on the right order. So basically you're forfeiting the Tzibur of the Tzibur, you're forfeiting the Tzibur of the Tzibur of Maariv, so that you should be able to do. But, says the Mishagrua, if you're davening the Bajoyim, another situation, if they were before Mincha and they're davening early Maariv, and they're in the middle of the Kriya Shema, they're saying, if you can, what you should do is daven Mincha right away. By the time you finish Mincha, they'll be up to Shmona Esri, and then daven Shmona Esri of Maariv together with them, and the Kriya Shema of Maariv after Shmona Esri. Because once again, same idea. You're gaining the Tefillah Tzibur from Maariv on the expense of Tefillah Gula Tzibur. He says, the case where you came late for the early minyan for Maariv. Here's an interesting thing. I came late, so, like I said, if this is the only minyan I'm going to get, so daven Mincha by myself without a Tzibur, and then daven Birchas Kriya Shema, and then daven Shmona Esri with them, for Maariv. But what happens if I know it's going to be a later minyan for Maariv? So, over here he says what you're supposed to do lechatchila is daven mincha at the time the davening Shmona Esri of Maariv. Because even though you're davening mincha for daven Maariv, since it's the same Shmona Esri, it's considered tefillah b'tzibur. And then, the later minyan will daven the Maariv. No doubt he said that you should daven the mincha by yourself before they get to Shmona Esri. That's only if you need that Shmona Esri, that tefillah b'tzibur, the Shmona Esri, for your Maariv. But if you get a different tefillah b'tzibur for your Maariv Shmona Esrei, then Adarabba, davening Mincha together with the Tzibur, davening Maariv, considers type of Tzibur of the Tzibur. No, this is talking about an early Maariv during the week. It's like here on Erev Shabbos. You didn't daven Mincha yet. You're coming to the Shul, they're already davening Maariv before Shkir. Over here, it says that you should not daven Mincha when they're davening Maariv in the same minyan. But since they were bitten at the Kabbal Shabbos, that already looks like they're involved in Shabbos. You're doing your Shmona Esrei, your weekday Shmona Esrei, that doesn't go together. Now, if it's the same Shmona Esrei, then you can do your mincha with their Maariv. But if it's two different Shmona Esreis, then you can't do that. As we said, this whole Indian of Tavim with the Tzibur and the Cheshvan of Smichas Gula Tzvila by Maariv is only when this is the only option. But if you have an option to find a later minyan, then it's definitely better to daven in the fashion that you have Smichas Gula Tzvila, and afterwards you have Tzvila B'Tzibur, even if it means waiting for a later minyan. Sivdalat Achal Shrei Mamo Yisrael Oimer Omein Achal Bichas Atmoi Lo Yana Omein Achal Bichas Hamelch Rechoyd. After the bracha of Hashkin Beinu, according to the Mechaber, you can say Omein on your own bracha. The rule of the Mechaber is whenever you have a series of bracha, this is the last of the series, you can answer Omein on your own bracha. According to the Mechaber also, by Yishtabach, you can answer Omein on your own bracha. And also by Meiris. The only time we do that is by Birchas Hamazon. By Bnei Yishalayim, we say Omein at that, because same concept as the series, but we don't want to rely on this business of answering Omein on your own bracha for when it's the end of the series of the bracha, only by Berachas HaMatzah. Why is Berachas HaMatzah different than all the other ones? Because Berachas HaMatzah, we want to differentiate between the brachas which are the Raita, the first three, and the fourth one which is the Rabbanim. So there, by saying Amen, we're making clear that we finish with the Raita. When you don't have that special lineage, then the Minhag Ashkenaz is not to say Amen on your own bracha. Simen Reish Lamed Zayin. Ein Shriyotzi B'choyit Et Tfilas HaAvis. Now we know that there's no Chazor Seshatz by Ma'ayv. And the Ramo adds, they look at the name Achim Ma'ayv. There's also no Tfilas HaPayim. We don't see Tachlan by Ma'ayv. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Achreinim that even if a person davened in an early Ma'ayv, so basically he finished Ma'ayv before the night, even so we don't see Tachlan because once you treat it as night, you don't say Tachlan anymore. The same thing is if you skip Mincha, now you daven Ma'ayv, and you say an extra Shmoneh Esrei to make up for Mincha. Even though you're making up for Mincha, still you don't say Tachlan because it's not Nogel which tefillah you are, it's when you're saying it. If you're davening at night, then you do not say Tachlan. Yeah, there are certain places before Ma'ayv, there's a minig to say Shia Ma'ayv in Ibovah Hashem. Today, the minig, Nusso Svad say it, Nusso Ashkenaz say it. Reish Lamed Ches, Toch Lizor, Belimra, Laila, Yoyim, Vishel Yoyim, Vatloy, Oyim, Shimerume. Person has to be even more careful about learning at night and learning at the day, because it says that night was created for learning. Things are a little quieter outside, and that's the time to take advantage for learning. And therefore, you have to be more careful. Now, we'll find if somebody schedules up in the fashion that you learn less at night, so he learns less at night, but one should have some type of seder, even if it's just for a few minutes at night. It says, in the Gemara, a person learns Torah at night, Peshbohu Moshech Olav Chut Shul Chesed. The next day, everybody looks, is in good terms. They have a big business deal the next day. Learn at night, and it sounds so well. Also says, the Tamil Chacham will learn Torah at night. It says, if Isaac can avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. It also says, Shechina Kenegdo, Shifri Kamayim Libach Leichot Ne'ashen. She's talking about a person who's getting up at night. The Rambam also says that a person wants a crown of Torah should make sure that he doesn't miss one night without learning. Okay, he says, depending on the timing and the time of year, you have sometimes more time, sometimes less time, but it's important to take advantage of it. If a person made up his mind a certain amount every day and he did not have the chance to do it in the daytime, he should do it immediately at night. You know, even though halachic day, the night is considered another day, from the respect to making up the learning you're supposed to do that day, then you can't make it up that the following night. You should do it as early as you can to make sure you do it. You should bring the person that made up his mind he's doing a certain thing every day, even if he has to stay up at night, so he doesn't, you should push it off the next day. It's important when you take on something, say B'li Nether, because if you don't say B'li Nether, then sometimes it's very hard. Maybe it's better not to say B'li Nether, then you'll really do it. But the mice, we say it's better to say B'li Nether, but it's important to know that even when you say B'li Nether, you mean it seriously, and you do your best. It doesn't work out.